Welcome to Brooks in Babylon. This is day 35 of our 40-day fast. Our text for today can be found in Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 through 9, where it reads, "I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground." Most people are born with the ability to see, but not all possess vision. One of my many fears as a child was one day I would not be able to see. As a person who has spent the majority of my life with corrective lenses, I was happy when I could see unaided after surgery that I had a number of years ago. Yet, the ability to see did not provide me with vision. Having sight does not guarantee vision, and having vision was never dependent on sight. Daniel receives the answer to his prayers in the form of a celestial being again. We are given a very detailed description of this heavenly aid. The description of this angel is magnificent, yet Daniel is the only one who is able to see him. Those who were with him could not see the vision. The Bible says they ran off and hid. Those who were with Daniel were aware something was happening or had happened. And because they did not understand, they were afraid. They could not see what Daniel saw. They were afraid of what they couldn't see. They never saw the angel. Did they even know there was an angel in their midst? The vision, the angel, the experience was not for them. It was for Daniel. Too many of us try to share with others what God meant for us. Many of us, scratch that. Each of us have a vision that is just for us. I believe there is a singular thing that you are on this earth to accomplish. Some of us will accomplish more. Some will accomplish less, but nothing will be accomplished without a vision. Your vision will not be embraced by everyone around you. Your vision might even scare a few people. There will be a few people who won't understand. They might even choose to question you every step of the way. If that is so, thank God for them. With every question they ask, you are able to fine-tune your vision. Daniel was left alone to contend with this great vision. Many of us will have to spend time alone working out the vision for our lives. If you have never set a vision, today, let me help you in this podcast with a little help from a website called allprodad.com. To set a vision for your life, it is recommended that you, 1, work to resolve old wounds. Deal with the issues in your life, whether those issues are your upbringing, whether it's your parents, your siblings, or even bad decisions. Whatever those things are, you should be actively engaging with those things to see them resolved. This doesn't mean that it's going to be answered in a moment, but you need to start working on those things that have been holding you back. Number two, recognize that it's not about you. Your vision is not to make you great, but to activate the greatness in you. Number three, explore your passion and talents. We are all made with God-given talents. Daniel was given a gift that we are still learning from today. Spend time with people you admire. That's our number four. That's pretty self-explanatory. Number five, envision what you want your life to look like. If you think of your life with the end in mind, what does that end look like? Think about what is it? Where do you want to be at the close of your life or the latter portions of your days? What do you see yourself doing? What does it look like? This is called visualization. Make that a practice for yourself. Number six, real easy. Don't limit yourself. Don't self-correct and don't try to self-edit whatever it is that God is trying to manifest in your life. Stop trying to think that it won't be done. Don't kill it before you start. Go ahead and start and see where it takes you. Number seven, get feedback from trusted resources. Who are the people in your circle who can help you develop? Number eight, find accountability. Are those people in your circle able to help you be accountable? Because if they're not, start looking for people who will. Number nine, be flexible. Your vision can change incrementally over time. And then number 10, write a mission statement for yourself with action steps. Talk out those steps with those same people who you've asked to be your accountability partners. When Daniel was faced with his vision, the angel with the voice of the multitude was there to give him clarity and direction. His attendants were nowhere to be found. The text goes on to say that even Daniel was afraid and that no strength was left in him. If your vision doesn't put a healthy fear in you, maybe you should recheck your vision, pun intended. There was more that God wanted to show Daniel, and I believe there is more he wants to show you with dangerous vision. Prayer activity. One, have you spent any time working on a vision for your life? If you have, share with your family or prayer partner. If not, revisit the steps for developing your vision. Number two, the Bible teaches that without a vision, people perish, from Proverbs 29:18. What does that mean to you? And number three, pray for a God-sized vision and a spirit-led drive to live it out.